Hello? Hello? Oh, hello, Sherry. This is Ed Winterbottom again. Has Hector Smith come in yet? Oh, he is, huh? Well, listen, when he comes in, be sure and tell him I want to see him. Yes, sir. All right.
Ain't he there yet?
No. Feller said there was a dog lost, and Hector went out to look for it.
Hector ain't got no dog.
I didn't say it was his dog. Hector just went out to find it for a lark.
Well, what's a lark want with a dog?
Oh, I don't mean a bird lark.
Oh, you mean a bird dog?
Yes. No, I mean a dog lark. The log bark, bird bark. Oh, what difference does it make?
Don't make no difference to me. I'm going to close up and go home. We can't wait around here all night for Hector Smith.
Well, now, just keep your seat there. It ain't going to hurt us none to wait around here for a spell. We're going to get Hector that job.
I don't see what waiting around here has got to do with getting Hector a job nohow.
Well, that there Major Barnes said he'd give Hector a job if Hector signed this application, didn't he? And the Major's coming after the application first thing tomorrow morning. Hector's got to sign it tonight.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah?
What's the concern application say, anyhow? Must be dad very important.
Oh, wonder what it does, Shady. Got it right here in my pocket somewhere. Here it is. No, wait a second. That's that darn letter I forgot to mail. Here, yes, this is it.
What's it say? Read it.
Well, wait a second here. It says, application for employment Barnes Air Circus. Well, I'll be darned. He's going to give Hector a job in the circus.
What can Hector do in a circus?
Be a clown. That's what Major Barnes said. Said he wanted a fellow to do stunts. Let's see here.
Well, go ahead. Read it.
Yeah, wait now. This application, when signed by applicant and approved by employer, constitutes contract binding each party.
Are you invited?
Invited where?
To the party.
Oh, of course I ain't invited. I'm just reading this.
Well, if you ain't invited, what you going to dash there for?
I ain't dashing. That dash is just for Hector Smith to put his name down.
How's that?
I say for Hector Smith.
Oh, you're dashing for Hector Smith.
No, I ain't. That's just a space for Hector's name, Ed. See, like this. Here, give me a pencil, and I'll write it in.
Well, here, take it.
And a Goshen. HECTORSMITH.
Carry your own pencil.
Yeah. And that makes it read, I, Hector Smith, do hereby apply for engagement.
Engagement? Yeah. Does Hector have to get engaged?
Yeah, I reckon he does. Well, I suppose they figure fellas engaged would be a much steadier.
Hector's steady enough already. If he was any steadier, he'd be plumb motionless.
Yeah. For engagement with Barnes Air Circus and agree to follow him. One mishap.
Following Miss who?
Mishap.
That's no business for a young fella like Hector following some gal around.
It's all right. He'll be engaged to her, won't he? Let's see. I agree to waive all right to compensation.
Say?
Says he agrees to waive all right.
Waive at who?
Waive at the gal. Don't keep the trap check, will you? Made me lose my place. Oh, yes. And claims for injury during
the... Thanks. Is he going to be injured?
No, of course he ain't. He's just going to claim to be.
Well, it sounds darn fishy to me.
There ain't nothing fishy about it, Ed. Don't you get the idea? Hector's going to be a clown. He's supposed to follow this here gal and wave at her. And then she turns around and maybe slaps him. And he claims like he's hurt.
Now, all right, go ahead. What else?
Two, substitute. In any emergency preventing my appearance, I agree to supply a substitute with the provisions.
Supply him with provisions, huh?
Certainly. The fellow's got to eat, don't he? And that he be mustered out as soon as...
Be what?
Mustard.
Well, what's the mustard for?
Why, to put on the provisions. What do you think mustard's for? Out as soon as I am able to appear, and that he accept conditions of mishap as set forth herein. Three, salary. The employer agrees to pay employed the sum of $1,000 per week.
What?
$1,000? What do you think of that, Ed? Hector will be getting $1,000 a week.
No, he won't.
He will, too. It says so right here.
You don't need
it. Why, you're doing full. Of course it does. It says, sum of $1,000 per week.
See? There you be. He only gets some of it.
Oh, but it don't mean that kind of sum. It's two different kinds of sum. One's like a sum of money, and the other's like, like some pie.
What say?
Like some pie.
Oh, sure, yes. Yes, I'd like some pie.
Oh, consign it, Ed. You're the dangerous fella for getting things mixed up. I'm talking about some. There's two kinds.
Two kinds, huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, if there's two kinds, then I'll take apple.
Oh, but they ain't no apple.
What kind is there, then?
Oh, there ain't no kinds. There ain't no kinds at all. There ain't any pie. I'm just taking pie as an example.
Well, how can you take some pie if there ain't any?
Oh, I don't mean some pie.
Well, then some what?
Some nothing. Just some.
Oh, shucks. I ain't got no time to sit here and listen to your dad-darn foolery. Yes, some. I'm going home and go to bed.
Well, keep your shirt on, Ed. I ain't a Goshen. It ain't my fault if you don't understand the American language, is it? Now, you let me finish reading this.
Well, read it to yourself. I don't want to hear it no more.
Well, sunshine, go in the back room there and start locking up.
Shutting around here all night? Bet they'd be catching me there in 10 minutes.
Well, I just bet they ain't.
All right, Say, Mr. Winterbottom, did you want to see me?
Oh, yes. Hello, Hector. Yes, you bet I did. Say, you've been eating garlic, ain't you?
Yeah, sure I have. You don't think I smell like this always, do you?
Well, what I wanted to see you about, Hector, listen. Come here. Listen.
What is it?
Listen close. I got you a job.
Oh, got me a job?
Yep.
Oh, gosh. God's sake, you don't say.
Yes, sir. Yes, just take your fountain pen there and sign this here application.
Well, wait. I want to read it first. You see, I don't want to sign anything.
Listen, now, I already read it. You go ahead and sign. It just tells you what the job is. All you have to do is to get engaged to a gal, follow her around and wave at her, and you get $1,000 a week. Think of that. $1,000 a week.
Oh, gosh. Give me it quick. I'll sign it.
I thought you would.
Yeah, that's just the kind of job I've been looking for.
Yeah.
Give me it, please.
Yes, here you be. I reckon you'd sign right here at the bottom, yes. Yeah. I kind of thought you'd like the job. Yes, you did.
Howdy,
yes, sir.
Howdy.
Yeah. Oh, gee, this is certainly swell.
Yes, now, just let me have it. I'll give it to Major Barnes when he comes in tomorrow and tell him you're all ready to go to work. Listen, you'd better be around here in case he needs you.
Yes, I'll do that, Mr. Winterbottom. I'll be in the first thing in the morning. I'll be here. Well, good night, and thank you ever so much.
That's all right, Hector. Good night. Get a good sleep. Yeah. Well, sir, he's going to work at last. But it's the first real job he ever had. Oh, say, look, here's something on this application I didn't notice. It says MB. Empire may cancel contract if, from appearance of mishap, pilot seems incompetent. That's funny.
What can it be canceled for?
Says, from appearance of mishap.
See, I told you. There is a catch in it.
Catch? How do you mean there's the catch?
Why, dadgabbit, just read what you read there. The appearance of mishap. No wonder they're giving Hector $1,000 to get engaged to her. The dad darn girl's funny looking.